Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Lift up your two hands and begin to thank God for a brand new day in His presence. Go ahead. Say, Father, I thank you for the blessing upon my life and my household. Go ahead and thank God for the new testimonies that are coming your way in this season. Be gracious, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your provision, your protection. We thank you for what you've done, what you are doing, what you are going to do in our lives. Somebody thank God. It's a new day. The Bible says the mercies of God are new every morning. Go ahead and thank God for the victory. For the victory. For the victory. In Jesus' name. With your right hand lifted, say February 2024. Hear the word of the Lord. I am positioned to receive double portion of God's blessings. For my shame, I receive double honor. For my pain, I receive double goodness. For my hunger, I receive double satisfaction. For my weakness, I receive double strength. For my lack, I receive double provision. For my delay, I receive double promotion. The Lord shall surround me with double celebration. No agent of darkness shall be able to remove me from my portion of inheritance. The oil of favor is upon me. Let Asian doors open. The oil of power is upon me. I subdue evil altars and oppositions. The oil of long life is upon me. I cancel every assignment of death in my family. I declare February 2024, my cup runs over. February 2024, anyone assigned to rise against me, receive double distractions in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month, I receive success, opportunities, and greater glory in Jesus' name. Turn it into prayer. Open your mouth and call for double celebration, double testimonies, double breakthroughs. Go ahead and talk to God. Father, this particular season, I receive the double in the name of Jesus. The second month of the year 2024, I receive double provision, double promotion. Somebody, your testimony is in this month. Open your mouth and pray that God will heal you. He will touch you. He will give you a testimony in this month. Tell God to show you His kindness. He's open new doors for you. Bless you. All right, we want to continue. Last week was the blessed home. Today we are looking at building a strong home or building a strong family. Praise the Lord. You see, God is touching the world, okay? And He's going to touch the world through the family unit. So any family that is scattered by the devil, it means that God cannot touch the world through that family. And once God is talking about family in this season, homes are going to put together again. You didn't say amen. Anything a home needs for it to be called a home, God is going to provide in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 4. Building a strong home or building a strong family. Hebrews 3, verse 4. The Bible says, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. I take it again. For every house is built by someone. for us to see houses around, someone built it. So it means that there's somebody hearing the sound of my voice. The grace to have your own house is coming upon you. This year, next year, you are going to start a building project and you're going to finish it. Receive that grace and empowerment in the name of Jesus. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things, the Bible says, is God. Hear me, it is possible for everyone hearing the sound of my voice to build a strong and a beautiful family. Even though it may be that in your case, you did not receive care, love, attention, joy from the home you grew up from. But God can empower you with his word, with his spirit, for you to build a strong and a beautiful family. And when you know the right tools and the right materials to engage in building a home, you have set the foundation for the blessing of God to come upon that home, come upon your life, such that when other families are scattered, your family will be put together. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's a good place to shout amen. Amen. Many relationships don't last anymore in our days. Many families are scattered in our days, mainly because the enemy did not attack them, but they used an inappropriate material. They engaged inappropriate tools to try to build that family or home. Hello? Whether you know it or not, you are building something. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you are building something. You are building a home. You are building a career. You are building a destiny. And anytime you set yourself out to build, there are contrary and oppositional forces that are going to come against what you are building. If you decide to sell watches starting from this month, once you get a place to start selling the watch, somebody will surely come and contest with you about the portion of land you have to sell watch. Anything you set out to do, there's always opposition. When you are selling the watch, the lady you employ to help you sell the watch will be giving it to her boyfriend for free. It's a test. Anything you want to do, some people come around, say they are taking levy, they are from GRA, they are from FFY, they are from, you see, there is always something coming against what you set out to do. Anything you decide to build in life, there are oppositional forces going to come against that thing to see the material you are building with. Anytime you suffer contradictions, anytime you suffer an attack, the enemy is only trying to see the kind of material you are using to build, whether it is authentic or not. When you are building a relationship or a home, the enemy will come at it to see if the material is of standard or not. Is somebody hearing me? When Jesus was building his ministry in Luke chapter 20 from verse 1, the Bible says he was teaching and preaching in the synagogue. Then the elders and the scribes, the teachers of the law, came to him and then they confronted him. Bible said they asked him, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you the authority to do the things you are doing? Just imagine we are in church. As the word of God is coming, then some people enter and say, stop the service. So what do you mean? We want to ask you, who gave you the license? Who gave you the authority? By whose authority are you operating? By whose authority are you doing the things you are doing? Preaching God's word, teaching God's word, casting out devils, healing the sick, helping humanity. By whose authority are you doing that? Anything you are building in life, oppositions will rise against it. Anything at all, once you are expecting the thing to stand, things will come against it. But it's my prayer that no matter what comes against your home will stand. No matter what comes against your destiny will stand. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the Bible said, Jesus spoke to them and said, before I answer you, I want to ask you a question. And when you answer this question, it will help me to know the answer I'll give to you. He said, okay, go ahead. Now Jesus asked, you all know John the Baptist. He said, yes. By whose authority is he doing that? Is he from heaven or from human origin? John the Baptist, you all know him. Say, yes, we know him. Is he from heaven or from human origin? And the Bible said, these scribes, these elders were discussing among themselves. And they said, if we answer that he's from heaven, he will ask us, why don't we believe in him? Then we'll be put to shame. If we say he's from human origin, the people in the church will carry stones and chairs and hit our heads with it. Because everybody has come to esteem John the Baptist as a prophet. So you cannot say that he's from human origin. They'll stone you to death. And then the Bible said they went to Jesus and said, we don't have answer to your question. Jesus said, if you don't have answer to my question, I also not tell you by whose authority I am doing what I'm doing. Give the Lord a clap of hands. So the scribes, the elders came to test what he was made up of. Do you know persecution? Anytime you are doing something, the enemy is coming at you. He's only testing what you are using to build. You say you have faith in God, he will test your faith. Whether your faith will stand the test of time or not. And once your faith stands, everybody will believe in your God. Is somebody with me at all? So one of the common errors that people who build a home or a family make is that they build with an inappropriate material, like love. When they say, I love you, and the other person responds, I love you too, then you see them going to establish a home. It will not stand. Hello? Love is not the appropriate material to build a home. Love can bring you together, but it will not keep you in a home. Is somebody there? Someone answer, oh, it's romance, pastor. If you know how to romance, you know you have to be romantic. Like how Valentine's Day is coming on the 14th of February. You must bring some chocolate. Okay, so next Sunday, everybody have a bite of chocolate. Amen. So, you know, being romantic means that you unwrap the chocolate and say, close your eyes, baby. When she closes the eyes, they say, open your mouth, baby. Then you put the chocolate in her mouth. Say, this is very nice. So will you marry me? So on what basis? You say, I show you care. I'm very romantic. That is not the reason to build a home. Be romantic is not the material using in building a home. Loving people is good. To love someone is good thing, but love is not the right material in building a home. Is somebody still with me at all? Because many ex-partners are still in love with each other. There's somebody have ex. The ex, a week does not go by and without the ex calling. Your ex will call you, have you eaten today? I don't know why the ex is so much interested, concerned about what you've eaten. But it's because they are still in love with each other. But they know they cannot come together and establish a home. Well, when you need help, you call your ex. And so, do you know where I can get assistance with documentation? And someone, yes, I'll get it for you. They are still in love with each other, but they know they cannot come together as husband and wife. Or to establish a home. Is somebody with me? In building a home, family or marriage, love and sex must not be your consideration. Hear me? You will have to consider the prescription of God. For you to build a lasting home, you need to consider the demands of God necessary to establish a home. And what is that thing? Family, people of God, is God's idea for humanity. Family is not the idea of politicians. Family is God's idea for humanity. It is whose idea? God's idea. Family is older than the church. That is how come the fact that you see church leaders and see pastors does not mean that they have what it takes to give you advice about your home when the advice is not connected to God's advice. Is somebody here with me? No pastor, no prophet, no apostle from his own experience can guide you in what is called establishing of home unless the person has a mindset of God concerning home. Are you following me so far? Family is older than politics. So no government can design policies to help the family without consulting God. In some countries, they decided to kind of regulate the family system. And they are bringing rules that are destroying homes. And so for instance, give them their right. They are children. When they come to you that though they are girls, they are feeling like boys, you must allow them. That is not God's prescription. God's prescription said, spare the rod, spoil the child. When foolishness enters the child's heart, give him some six lashes, foolishness will leave his heart. Is somebody hearing me at all? Give them their right. When don't beat them, just talk to them. Is that what the Bible says? You see that the child is angry. God is angry. Say, I hate you, daddy. I hate you, mommy. Then they close the door. Bam! The father will now stand behind the door. Please, Jeremy. Please, can you open this door? Please, Jeremy. Not in Agbesi's house. You don't have any right. As long as you are under the roof, you have no right. Hello? So, the politician, the government cannot regulate the home outside of what God has prescribed. Because it was not their idea. The idea is from God. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Is somebody following me so far? So you can go on Google, try to have an answer to your question. It may sound logical, but once it is not in line with what God has said, you must throw it away. Hello? You must throw it away. Hallelujah. Are you still there? The scripture we read says, for every house is built by someone, but he who builds all things is God. A man can build a house, but it takes the principles, the directives, and the counsel of Jehovah for him to build a home. Hello? There are people who are living in very nice houses, but it is not home because there is no peace of mind. You can't sleep at night in some of those houses. When you sleep at night, someone is walking in high heels on the corridor. You come out, there's nobody. Say, it's quite quiet in your house. There are some houses, very beautiful. They call them haunted houses. Once you enter that compound, a wind will just blow on you. Things start falling, but you can't see human beings there. A house is built, but a home is absent. There are some families, there are some homes. Even if you are given one room to stay, you will not stay there because there's always tension in the house. It is a house, all right, but God must build a home. And I pray that God will give you the grace. God will give the ability, the capacity to build a home in the name of Jesus. Can we continue? Proverbs 24 verse 3 shows us how we can build a godly home. Proverbs 24 verse 3 to verse 5. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, through wisdom. The Bible says, through romance, a house is built. Is that what it says? And by romance, it is established. And by romance, the rooms are filled. The Bible says, through wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. God is comparing your house and is giving you the various materials needed to build that house. He's saying that your house, anytime you see a house, you see the wisdom of the person that built it. When I was very young, I was giving birth to in a compound house. And there are a lot of tenants in that house. And I grew up in a compound house. The main entrance to that compound house, three people cannot stand, side by side and enter the house because the entrance is very narrow. So in the mind of the landlord, the one who builds the house, in his mind, nobody should buy a car and drive it to the house. It's not a house that you can drive into. So once you are getting a house in that particular place, you are conditioned that you cannot drive into your own compound. It tells you the wisdom of the person who builds it. Is somebody hearing with me at all? Anyone who built, anytime you enter into a place, like I showed you some weeks ago, the Queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon through his house and how things are arranged. Then she could tell that this man is a man of wisdom. By wisdom, a house is built. So we can see a house and can tell what is in the head of that, the builder of that house. Are you with me at all? They say by understanding, it is established for you to have a home that is stable, that regardless of the changing times and season, is because the people in the house have what? Understanding. And the rooms are filled where the children are growing well, where when they start a project, they're able to continue and finish by knowledge. Praise the Lord. Verse 5 says, a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. You can be prayerful, but if you are not wise, you'll be very weak. But the Bible says that a wise man is strong. You know, you need to be strong, because if you are not strong, the enemy can come and snatch your investment. Come and snatch your children. Come and snatch your marriage. Come and snatch your plans and your project. But you need to be strong to fight back. Is somebody with me at all? Shout, I receive wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Now let's look at knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge means acquiring information. You need knowledge or information to think differently in your family. Can I tell you something? When you think like the way the people in your family think, you have their kind of result. Is somebody with me? You need knowledge, information to think differently. Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. For you to be shifted from being poor to become rich, your mindset must change. Hello? It must start from where? Acquiring knowledge. For you to stop seeing a woman as a sex object, to see a woman who has a wife material in her, it's your mindset. Because two guys see a lady walking, one is seeing a sex object. Oh, this one I go clear. Another I see a responsible woman trying to help herself. How can I be of help to this lady? If I put her in my life, I believe that my life will go on. It's because of how they think. Hello? Acquiring knowledge changes how you think. Information changes how you act, like the information in your head. You cannot act different from the information, the knowledge you have in your head. Is somebody with me at all? Knowledge is what helps you to open your eyes to who you are and your purpose in this life. You know that you are a man or a woman not by your age. You know that you are a man or a woman based on what God has said concerning your life. Can I go deeper? Oh my God. You are a man mainly because you are made in the image of God and after his likeness, and you are effective only in the atmosphere of God's presence. That is what will help you to bring the best out of everything God has put in your hands. A man is a man when he is in the presence of God, when he has the ability to bring the best out of everything God has put in his hands. A man is not your ability to make a woman pregnant. A man outside the will of God and the presence of God is not man enough. You cannot take a fish out of the sea for the fish to continue to live. You are only a man, and your effectiveness is seen when you dwell in the presence of God. Can I push it? So a man is that individual who has the ability to bring the best out of a woman and keep her. That person is qualified to be a man. You see, many years ago, there was this great artist. He was also a sculptor by name Michelangelo. A sculptor are people that are able to carve images out of wood or stones. Is that okay? They can see a mountain and then carve a very beautiful image out of it. Okay, Michelangelo was the one who did this, so I'm coming to talk about this. Michelangelo received a contract, a commission to carve biblical David from a marble block. It's like a huge stone, which is like 18 foot high, 18 foot tall. And they gave the contract to Leonardo da Vinci. And he said, nobody can do this. Nobody can carve biblical David out of a stone. But when they gave it to Michelangelo, It took him 4 years to carve David out of that stone. So the Pope at that time needed this particular image to put in front of a cathedral in Italy. So when he was done, he asked Michelangelo, how have you been able to carve David out of this marble block? Then he said, David had already been in that particular block. I just removed the excess dirt out of it. Did you catch that? David had been there all along. What I did was to do what? Remove the excess dirt. And now you can see, a man is a man when he can see a wife out of a woman. Are you there with me? His ability to remove the excess dirt makes him a man. Joshua chapter 6 verse 22. Joshua was speaking to the spies who went to Jericho. And those spies were hid by the prostitutes. Then he said, go to the house of the prostitute. Look at it. But Joshua had said to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house. Can you see that? And from there, bring out the woman. In that harlot is a woman. In that harlot is a woman. It takes a different eye to see a special woman out of a harlot. Other men treat her like a harlot, but Joshua said there is a woman in her. When you go to the prostitute's house, bring the woman out of her and all that she has, as you swore to her. Don't bring me the harlot. Bring the woman out. For you to be able to build a home, you can look at your children. No matter how stubborn they are, you must have an ability to see greatness out of them. God will never give you a perfect woman. You must carve that perfect woman out of that stubborn woman that you have. Your ability to do that, that is when you are a man. Is somebody hearing me at all? Hello? Michelangelo was able to carve David. He carved David out of the marble block. And he's still in Italy. He did this work. Is somebody with me? He said, David had been there all this while. That is why I love God. You see, when God sees you and people are seeing you as a sinner, they are judging you and all that, God is seeing a business tycoon. Are you hearing with me at all? People are condemning you. People think that it's over for you. God is removing the excess debt gradually, little by little. And there is something glorious going to come out from you. You are not excited. You are not clapping your hands. Celebrate God in this place. Hallelujah. Men can easily judge you. Because what God can see, they can't see it. Is somebody with me at all? And that is how come your ex-boyfriend, see how he treated you? Your ex-girlfriend, see how he treated you? God, he thinks that you are good for nothing. But God said you are good for every good thing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Something like what Michelangelo did made him the greatest of artists. I pray that God, through knowledge, will help you to see right. Hallelujah. The second thing that defines a man is his ability to leave his parents and cleave to his wife. Your ability to leave and cleave makes you a man. Praise the Lord. And so it takes knowledge for a man to transition from being a man to become a husband. And it takes knowledge for a woman to transition from being a woman to becoming what? A wife. Are you still there? It's not every woman that is a wife. Bible says, he that finds a wife. It is a he that finds a woman. So it is a woman's responsibility to acquire the necessary knowledge to transition from what? A woman to becoming what? A wife. Praise the Lord. For you to be a husband, you need to have the necessary knowledge to transition from being a man to becoming a husband. Because when a wife meets a man, she's not ready. But when a wife meets a husband, she's ready. Are you there? Hallelujah. So the Bible took time to highlight what you must consider in a man who is ready to become a husband. Are you ready for this? Ladies, are you ready for this? The Bible took time to highlight what you must consider in a man who is becoming a husband. Genesis chapter 2, 15 to 24. Genesis chapter 2, 15 to 24. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Good. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. All right. So the first thing you see in a man who is moving to become a husband is that that man loves the presence of God. That man loves the presence of God. Before he will play Bob Marley songs, he has already done his quiet time. You hear, when the man speaks, you can see that this is a man whose heart is after God. Is somebody with me? A man who disconnects himself from God doesn't have a future. No. You can only be effective when you are in God's presence. It's very, very important. God's presence must be his abode. Number two, a man who is transitioning to become a husband must have a job. Must have a what? He must work with his hands. He must find something to do. Hello? Genesis chapter 4 verse 12. When God gave the garden to man, he instructed him to work the ground, working the ground. When you till the ground, when you work the ground, he shall no longer yield his strength to you. Every man must have a job where he can work himself. Hello? Every man must have a job. Every man who become a husband must have what? A job. You are either writing a book, you are either acquiring a skill, or you are on a job. Hello? Before a wife will meet you, she must meet you in your job. So she'll ask you, so what do you do? What do you do for a living? So I have a motorbike. I do delivery service. So, okay, you are doing well. How is it like? So, we are picking up. I asked for January, people do the delivery themselves, but by February, they allow us to do the delivery. So, February is our peak season. You know what you are about. So, what is your plan? So, my plan is I'll get two more motorbikes and continue delivery. You must have a job! Are you with me at all? You must have a job. If you're a man, transition to become a husband. The next one is ability to tend. The word T-E-N-D. The word tend means ability to show care. Ability to look over things. To be in charge of things. Ephesians chapter 5, 25 to 33. Let's read that one. Ephesians chapter 5, 25 to 33. Is somebody being helped at all? Good. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So once you want to qualify as a husband, you must know how to give yourself. And Bible is going to tell us how a man should give himself to his wife, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by what? So why don't you tell your wife she's looking good? It's in my head. Oh, why don't you compliment her? Oh, when we met, I told her I love her, but it's enough. Are we not married? It's not enough. God sanctifies and cleanses his church with the washing of water by the word. Anytime you are hearing God's word, God is making you purer and purer. And there is a reason for him doing that. So when you're going to be a husband, you must talk. You must learn to say things right. You must be gracious with your word. When you open your mouth, the only thing you talk about is the negative. No, you must learn to say the positive. When you say the when you say the positive for so long, the day you say the negative, it will not be taken out of context. She will not be angry. But you don't say good things. When she does well, when she cooks well, the day she cooks, you don't praise her. Now that the salt is too much, you are talking about it. Is somebody with me at all? Must be gracious, because even God, the way he sanctifies us, the way he cleanses us, he uses word. So you must know how to yob. Every man here, if you have POP on your mouth, we deliver your mouth. Amen. Let you see, you know how to yob. Can someone give us an example how to yob? Hello, are you still here? So your woman becomes clean. She becomes pure looking based on the words you give her. Amen. Based on it, that is God. God sanctifies us. He cleanses us by the washing of water by the word. Please go ahead. Continue. That he might present her to himself a glorious church. So after you make her pure and sanctified, now when you present your woman to your, you say, yes, that's my baby. Then tell the woman, just turn and let me see something. So I present her to myself. Give the Lord a clap offering. Are you there? So when you are doing the cleansing, you are cultivating her. So that you show her to yourself first, not your friends. So my friends is coming, go and do the eyebrow. It's only when visitors are coming that you are telling your wife to look good. You are not serious. She must look good for you first. If there's any surplus for others, but for you first. Hello? But not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. When a shirt wrinkles, when you are from afar, you will not see it. Two of us. It's when you are close that you realize this shirt has not been ironed. So, because you are close to her, you'll be the one to tell her, straighten this side. There's a spot here, wash it out. Are you there with me? You do it with words and patience because you are learning how to take a tent, look after her gradually. You want her to be Beyonce, it will not take one because the way she walks, where she's coming from, you have to take your time. Take care to go and do pedicure and manicure. You are doing what? You are presenting her to yourself. How you want it. The way Beyonce's nail is very long. You do it for her like that. The ladies are not happy, so they are not clapping. But now your clap should be the loudest. Amen. But she should be holy and without blemish. So when she is with blemish outside, there is somebody who is not looking after her well. How come she step outside, everybody see a palm oil in her dress? Because there's somebody at home who didn't see it. Hello? There are some things you can check out for your own self. But there are some other things. Someone must tell you that you have something in your hair. True or false? Are you there? Good. The next point, the fourth point. A man who is trusted to become a husband must have the ability to keep. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. Ability to do what? Keep. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and do what? Keep it. When the devil came, he took it from Adam's hands. Do you see that? When you are a man, you must have ability to keep. Don't easily give up on things. You are going to buy a land and someone is saying that the land is okay for the sake of peace. Let's leave it. You want to start something. Another person comes. Oh, you want to even marry. You saw another guy around the lady. So I've given up. Me, I don't want trouble. In this my life. You must be able to hold things and keep it. Hello? It defines you as a man. Hello? When you have customers, don't allow other people to take them out of your hands. Your customers, you must have all their birthdays in your diary. You can set alarm on your phone. On their birthday, you call them. That is one way of keeping customers. Hello? Intention, sometimes you check their status. When they say something, if it's not even family, laugh. Just laugh. You are engaging how to work. Keep your customers. As your customer, you have led them to chance. That God will touch your heart. God will touch. It's not everything God will do. Is somebody with me at all? So you can have their birthdays. On their birthday, call them. Say, hey, how did you know my birthday? Say, the day you were filling the form, I took your birthday. And I'm calling you to tell you the Lord bless you. I'm declaring that peace will be in your life. Do you think he or she will forget? No. Even Satan, you'll be very happy. Hallelujah. A man, your ability to keep things, God, I mean, expect it from you. To transition from a man to a husband, you don't give up easily. You don't give up. Because anything you want to do, there will be oppositions. There will be attacks. But you must learn to hold things and keep them. Shout amen. Amen. Do you hear what David said? They asked David, how sure are you that you are going to defeat Goliath? So I'm a man. So you are a small boy. So no, I'm not a small boy. When the bear will come for the sheep, when the lion will come for the sheep, I go after it, strike it, remove the lamb out of its mouth. I keep my father's sheep. Nothing takes the young. It makes me a man. Then Saul said, it's true. You have a reference point. You can kill this guy. But you are a real man. Whatever thing that is put under your care, you are able to keep it. You don't lose, but you gain. Give the Lord a clap offering. I pray for you that when God gives you 1,000 Ghana cedis, you will not lose it to sickness. I say you will not lose it to emergency situation. Any money that God will give you, you will be able to keep it and multiply it. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. There are people, they can testify that indeed God is blessing them, but they are not able to keep the blessing. Say, man of God, when money touches my hand, it looks like it develops wings. Then, it flies away. I don't know what I use the money for, but you are receiving the keeper's anointing. Whatever thing that God will bless you, will you keep it and multiply it? In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on, shout yes. Jesus said that the Father who gave you to me, he said he's able to keep you. Nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Are you hearing me at all? Any blessing God has given to you, a home, children, money, career, whatever thing God has put in your hands, no devil from your father's house will be able to snatch it out of your hands. Shout, I receive the keeper's anointing. Hallelujah. The next point about a man transitioning to become a husband is ability to guard or protect his woman. Hello? Ability to do what? Guard, to protect. You must be, we are talking about men, you must be the woman's protection. Protected spiritually, financially, mentally. Someone said, thank you, God bless you too. You must protect her. There are some husbands, they support outsiders against their own people. They support outside against their own wives, their own children. When people from outside come and tell them anything about their children, they'll believe it, take locks and start hitting the head of everybody now. You are not a man. A man must protect his home, must protect his family. Is somebody hearing me at all? Be able to protect, it makes you a man. I pray for every man in this room that God will give you strength to protect your home. In the mighty name of Jesus. When my wife gave birth and she was with the parents when at those early stages, when I visited her one time, the father told me something I never forget. He said, the next time you come, plan and come and stay with them for some time. I said, why, sir? He said, so that your spirit will cover them. I'm like, whoa. He's not a pastor. He said, when you sleep by their side, your spirit will cover your wife and the newborn baby. I thought he's the man of the house, but he understands that a man carries a covering. Are you there with me? A man carries what? A covering. You know, I share with you many times how one of our brothers went for a church program, and the prophet, when he clapped, he said, the prophet said, who is Daniel? So that's his pastor. Though he's in a different church, they are doing a program. Like, my covering is still with him. Are you there with me? You must cover your family. Even if you have traveled out of the country, your family is in the country, your spirit is still upon them. Hello? Adam did not cover Eve. That's why when the serpent came, he was able to carry the woman away and added Adam to it. Praise the Lord. You cover your wife. Start covering your wife. When you are able to tell your wife the mind of God, the devil will not whisper a lie to her. Are you there with me?
When you tell her she's beautiful, the devil will not say, you are not beautiful enough. There are some women, they are in marriage, but they don't feel enough. Is somebody hearing me at all? Hey, they don't feel beautiful. So they are doing everything possible to look very beautiful. They are trying, but the thing is not working. Because their man makes them feel not enough. That's like when they are going somewhere, another woman is passing. You see that the guy will forget himself. He will forget himself. He's looking at another woman. Look at disrespecting the woman beside. Are you getting my point? Give the Lord a clap of him. So a man must be able to protect. Can we continue? The next point. Ability to teach the word of God. Genesis 18 verse 19. Every man is a priest of his house. You are the pastor of your home. Amen. The last one, live and cleave. Genesis 2:24. A man must be able to leave his mother's house, the father's house, and then cleave to his wife. When things are being discussed at home, the man will say, let me call my mother and ask her view. And let me call my father and ask. You have not left. Hello? You must leave physically, spiritually, mentally, financially. That's how come when you are going to get married, ask your spouse whether he's paying some debts. But there are some people you marry and say, oh, my mother took a loan. I must pay that loan. Before you marry, you must pay that loan first before you marry. Hello? When you are living to cleave to your wife. There are some men, they are like, mama ba. Hello? When they receive salary, they don't look at home first. So this is, I'm talking, they are practical. They take the money, they take it to their mother's house, they take it to their father's house, they do everything, and the woman is suffering. The woman's own is false hope. You be praying for me. When things are good, I'm going to sort out. No. Finish sorting. If you can't do that, finish sorting your mother, your father, after you are done, before you get married. But before you, by the time you get on, the Bible says, live and cleave. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. You must leave. Amen. You must what? Leave. Give the Lord a clap of it. Hallelujah. God's definition of the kind of love a husband must have for his wife is not the one that we see in the movies. It must be the one that comes with patience. Is somebody with me? The best is already in the woman, but it takes a husband to bring the best out of her. Are you still there? It takes knowledge for the woman to know that she was brought out from a man, making the man her source. She must use her knowledge in God's word to live as a wife. For a woman to become a wife, she must live by the knowledge she has in God's word. Is somebody with me? That is what will help the man to see her as a wife. Men are not looking for women, they are looking for wives. Hello? A woman is only a woman when she is concerned with her femininity. Can I continue? A woman is only concerned with her femininity. When I say femininity, she's concerned about her body shape. She's concerned about her complexion. She's concerned about her looks. She's concerned about her curves. That's a woman, typical woman. She's concerned about her femininity. Is somebody with me? And it's not bad, though. When God blesses you, want to do it, it's your own money. It's not my money. It's you and your husband, you and your wife's money. Anyway, you want to spend it. But that is a woman who is concerned about her femininity. But a wife is concerned about her character and her usefulness to her man or husband. A wife is concerned about her character. She's concerned about her usefulness to her man or husband. A woman is concerned about her femininity, but a wife is concerned about what? Her character. There are some women, they have very bad character. It starts from their mouth. Everything they will talk about it. And they don't talk about it in the positive light. They talk about it in the negative light. When the matter passes, everybody forget the matter. But what you have said, everybody will remember. Hello? There are some women, their husbands cannot come to church. Do you know why? Because of the things they say at home. It's a very bad thing. We went to pray for a family. The man doesn't come to this church. The woman comes to this church. The wife comes to this church. And then when we went to the house, the man said the only reason he allowed us to come is that when the wife started coming to the church, he has seen a lot of transformation in the life of the wife. And that's the only reason why. The man must not come to the church. He must not come. But as he engages the wife, he realizes that the wife is doing and saying things that is not like her in the past. That's why he allowed us to come to the house, for us to pray for them to receive their own breakthroughs. Hello? Some people talk too much. Some people have very bad character. You buy from everybody, you don't pay. There's money at home, but you go and take this from this one, take this from this one, take this from this one, take this one. When you are coming in, they are closing their shop. But they know that you, when you buy, you don't pay. Hello? Character. Amen. See, that woman there, don't talk a matter of the way she can fight. That is your reputation. That a woman, so if you have fight, come and call me. Everybody will know that, yes. I'm not saying that you should tolerate nonsense. You get my point? But you must have a character that is wifey. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Just imagine that the women in this church are not wife materials. This church will not grow. God, real growth come by women. Hello? Oh, you're not copying on it. Yes. When a church is growing, it's the women. When a church is doing well, it's the women. If a house is respected, it's the women. Men only bring structure, but women bring growth. Are you there? When you see that new people are coming to the church, it's because the women are bringing them. There are some guys that came to this and they said, Pastor, I came because the ladies said they are very, very beautiful. See, when they look at the ladies alone, the demon leaves them alone. I was going to pray in the bush with Pastor Prince, and we met some pastor who was also coming to preach, who was coming to pray. Then he said, Pastor, I love your church so much. I said, why? He said, the ladies are beautiful. I said, You're not clapping your hands for beautiful ladies in Peacekeepers Assembly. All the beautiful women, clap for yourself, clap for yourself. Amen. Are you still there? All right. So, a wife can work on her character in this sense. Submissive. That means yield to the authority of her husband. When you are a submissive woman, doesn't mean you should yield to the authority of men. No, but to your husband. Hello, your submission is to who? Your husband. Praise the Lord. That means when the woman is submissive, means she has teachable spirits. There's some people you can't teach them. Because anything you want to teach them, they will explain why they have to do the things that they are. Every time they have explanation. So, you see, when we do it this way, it will be better. You know, you say, no, from Elting's law of. You see, you must understand. I have masters in theology and I have PhD in you know, when I'm talking to you, you must also keep quiet as a man and listen to me. You don't have teachable speech. What you say they should not do, do it and 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 do it. But you see, a husband is looking for a submissive wife. Praise the Lord. Does it mean she should be a foolish woman? No. But submission means submission. Teachable. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When you grow up from a typical Ghanaian home and your parents can't advise you anymore, when they stop advising anything, they say, oh, you go ahead. You go ahead. Now they've washed your matter. That means that in the day trouble hits you, don't come to that house. Hello? But anytime they call you at dawn, the time the mothers and the fathers will teach you for you to understand is at dawn. When God help you and there is no cane attached to you, then God really loves you. It's the dawn time that when they speak wisdom, you can catch it. Hello? But when you are being spoken to and you are not listening, everybody will leave you alone. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Say submission. The next point is that she must be respectful and humble. A woman must be respectful and humble. A woman must be supportive. You can only support when you are equally strong. Gone are those days that women are not encouraged to do anything. But now, women are encouraged to do something. Work with your hands. Is that okay? Work with your hands so that you can be supportive. The changing times of life. So that when the man is not in the capacity to support the home, you can also say, husband, take this one. Hello? Now, the next point that she must be an encourager. Every woman who will become a wife must be an encourager. Praise the Lord. Learn to speak life. Learn to speak possibilities. When everybody home is saying that, looks like 2024 will be tough. You say it cannot be tough because God is on our side. Somebody with you. The woman must be the light in the home. She must speak positive things, prophetic things, things that are full of faith. Amen. The last one is that she must be prayerful. A woman who is not prayerful, personally, I fear a woman who is not prayerful. A woman who is prayerful can do anything to her family. Some of us became pastors because the knee of our mothers was always on the ground. I remember some years ago when I come back from town like 3 a.m. Then I hear my mommy praying in the room. When I come back from town 2 a.m. Stop looking at me like that. Then my mommy is praying. One morning I ask, mommy, why are you always praying like that? So I'm praying because of you. I say, mommy, stop. Sleep. All your colleagues are sleeping. She'll pray. And when she's praying with tears, I hear scriptures flying. But by then, my set. Like when I come out, I'm very, very sad. So she's praying, calling scriptures. And by then, I have some nice sweetheart. So I don't hear anything. The sweetheart gave me broken heart. When she gave me broken heart, I follow my mother to prayer meetings now. I don't know. I just discovered that it is only God who will love you unconditionally. When I grew, I realized that her prayers gave me broken heart. Well, if it had not been for that broken heart, I would have been a stupid boy. But her prayers, when I love God, I realize how I love God is different from how my friends love God. But every prayer meeting, I want to be there. Myself and Dr. Lillian were in the same church. Every prayer meeting, if it's not fasting, I'm fasting. The prayer of a mother caught my spirit and repositions me in life. Give the Lord a clap of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. If the prayer of a mother can catch the child, then what about a husband? It's simple. Amen. If you want your husband who is a criminal to change, prayer. What did I say? Prayer. If prayer can change Saul to become Paul, everybody can change. Amen. Everybody can change. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. Amen. Knowledge is very needful to start, continue, and keep any kind of relationship. Without knowledge, you wouldn't know what is expected of you in a relationship. Hallelujah. There is a sister of ours before she got married. I think I shared this story with you where she and the husband-to-be, they fight a lot. They fight. They don't just understand each other. This is our sister. She's more phlegmatic, all right, in temperament. Phlegmatics look like they are very quiet, you know. They hardly talk in public. People give them a name. I don't believe so, though. They're like Pushminogo. Do you know Pushminogo? And push, they come across as very stubborn people. When you talk to them, what they plan to do is what they do. You know, flag. And the guy is serious choleric. When the guy comes to church, I let the guy's on point. His hairline, you know, his shoe, very, very neat and like sharp choleric. They keep fighting. And then one day, they called me that they will not come for the counseling session. I said, oh, you come. After this particular session, if you want to break up, I'll even support you. Because that day, we're going to treat the topic of temperament. When they came, then we talked about temperament, the phlegmatic, the choleric, their good side and their bad side. When we closed from that particular meeting, they held each other's hand and came to me in the office. That, Pastor, we know our problem. Our problem is not spiritual. It is a temperamental problem. Give the Lord a clap of it. God has blessed them with two cars. Yes. She's in church. Two cars. She only comes to church with one. That's why has another one. Hello? It was a knowledge problem. It was not demonic. It is what? Knowledge. Tell somebody you need knowledge. Give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. The next point, understanding. 5 minutes and I'm done. Understanding means you have a mental comprehension. It takes understanding to transform a man to become a father. And understanding makes a woman to become a mother. Are you there? Understanding is necessary to firmly establish you in the duties of a man or a woman. Understanding makes you dedicated, loyal, and faithful. The word father is used for a man not to acknowledge his position, but to acknowledge his duties. Anytime you are called a father, daddy, daddy, is because of what? Duties. No, it's not a title. Daddy means school fees has been paid. Daddy means that the rent has been paid. Daddy means that food is on the table. Daddy means that you have to pay for our flight to go to Miami and go and come and clap your hands and celebrate God. Daddy means father means duty. You know, it's not a title. It talks about the duty a man is supposed to perform. Amen. To be a father is to understand your duties of not only being a source to your family, but also the sustainer. You are the provider of your family. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8. A man is not only the source of his family, but it's also what? The sustainer. That's how come every man hearing the sound of my voice, God will prosper the work of your hands. To destroy a man is to destroy where he gets his daily bread. Once you destroy the source of his daily bread, you have incapacitated him. You become depressed, you become disappointment, and you become an alcoholic. But every man hearing the sound of my voice, the blessing of the Lord is coming upon the work of your hands. You shall prosper in what you do. Say amen. The Bible says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, that means his own family, his own home, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Anyone who does not take care of his family, the Bible is saying you are an unbeliever. You go and be helping people outside, and then your family is suffering. You hide your money at home because you don't want anybody to know you have money. You are fasting. And so there's nothing in the house. We are preparing something. Will you eat? And so I'm okay. I'm waiting on the Lord. You are just looking for a way to step out and go and buy a very good meal outside. You take pictures and put it on TikTok. You don't provide for your home. It's very common in Africa, especially with fathers. No man here will be like that. That you go and be paying school fees outside your own home. You leave your children and your wife. The people outside will be saying, your husband is a very good man. Say, well, how do you know? Say, he has paid the fees of my children. Father Christmas. Before outside, he wants to be seen as a good man. But in the house, he's like a lion. He'll be shouting everywhere, putting frustration on everybody. God said, you have denied the faith. You are not a Christian to start with. In fact, you are worse than an unbeliever. Unbelievers who reject God, they are going to hell. You are going to a hellish hell. Hallelujah. You are a father when you provide for your home. You provide comfort. You provide money. You provide an atmosphere that can be called a home. Praise the Lord. The word mother is used for a woman to acknowledge her sacrifice and resourcefulness. Mothers are special people. Amen. A mother is any woman who is able to sacrifice and she being resourceful. I heard a story of a mother where she paid the fees of her children. And one of her children, I mean, was going to the lorry station. It's called lorry station those times. And when he came back to pick something, he forgot. When he came back, the mother was drinking rock popo. You know rock popo? Gari, sugar, and water. He almost cried. But the mother has sacrificed. The money she used to buy salad, big beans, and do proper salad, and she has used it to give to the children to go to school. When God blesses you, your mother is still alive, you must take care of them. Amen. So it's very sad when a mother becomes a witch, because she's only denying herself the harvest of her own sacrifice. Is somebody with me at all? Once you hear the word mother, it means somebody who can sacrifice. Somebody who is very, very resourceful. Amen. Oh, amen. Any woman who cannot sacrifice cannot become a mother. Ce n'est pas possible. John 16:21. A woman who has the ability to sacrifice, she already has the tendencies of a mother. Amen. One food that this woman will eat, the children will be walking around. By the time she realizes, she has not even eaten half of the food. The children have taken everything. My mom, anytime she takes, let's say, malt, she has to frown. I say, why? Say, when we were young, anything she eat, we want to take it from her. So now that she takes drinks and she frowns, we think that it's medicine. So it has become part of her. Now that she's old, when she takes malt, she has to frown. Because once she frowns, we back off. That means that she's taking medicine. Oh, boy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers her anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Women sacrifice. Amen. A woman becomes a mother when she can sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31:26-31. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the house of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel among them all. Say amen. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Hallelujah. I pray that God will prosper the work of the hands of every woman hearing the sound of my voice. God will prosper you, that you'll be supportive at home. In the mighty name of Jesus. No business will die in your hands. No business will die in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the last one, wisdom. Wisdom means application of what you understand and know. This is when you draw benefit from your knowledge and understanding because you are applying them to build your home and family. Knowing these things and not applying it, you are not wise. But when you apply them, you become a wise person. Hello? You cannot apply what you don't understand. When you are getting overwhelmed, weak, and tired about your relationship or marriage, it's only a signal and a sign to you that you need to beef up your knowledge base. You need to work on your understanding. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You know, when people who are experienced with marriage see how your marriage and relationship is going, they can tell whether it has future or not. There are some mothers, when you bring your boyfriend to the house, they will look at him once. They will tell you, this guy is not going anywhere. They can tell, and they don't get it wrong. Hello? Whoever you become, mothers are able to see it. when you are a son and you bring a woman to the house, your mother can tell whether she's street or she's a homely woman. Hallelujah. Are you there? All right. And how do they know that? It's because they are wise. They have wisdom. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom will guarantee your home to be filled with every amen and amen. There's a lady who is one sister of ours, and she was telling me how she was doing her morning devotion, and the Holy Spirit showed her something very powerful. He said she has just realized that all the gentlemen that came into her life for them to start anything called relationship, they are all from broken homes. She said, I never realized it in the past, but now the Holy Spirit opened my eyes and I realized that when anyone who comes to my life and says he wants to marry me or for us to work on something, they are coming from a broken home and it does not last. Said the question to the Holy Spirit is that, why is it that my relationship don't last? It starts before long, it gets broken. Well, the Holy Spirit told her that all the guys that are coming so far, they are from broken homes. Which means that before the guys who come, help them to work on their history. God knows that when she enters into marriage with any of those guys, her home will be broken. I pray that your home will not be broken. May God use you to set the foundation of your family. In Jesus' name, say amen. Are you still there? Family is God's plan for humanity for the purpose of curing our societal issues, psychological, emotional, and spiritual issues. The reason for issues in our communities and nations is because of the failure in the family system. The armed robber is coming from a home. The prostitute is coming from a home. Are you there? The corrupt politician did not come from the tree. He's coming from a home. He learned corruption from the house. Are you there? The fake man of God is coming from a home. The wife beater. There are some men, they abuse their wives. They are quick tempered and they took it from their father. They saw their father abusing women. And they grew up with hot temper and they fight and they beat their wives. May God deliver every woman from an abusive husband. Hallelujah. The listening that requires a conversation. Then they start throwing things in the house. They're like, they have become a Jet Li. They throw their legs against the TV. They hit this thing on the ground. They say, hey! That's that the woman begins to ask herself whether she has future. May God deliver from abusive people. The Bible says, he that is able to guard his spirit can be able to rule over a city. If you're able to guard your spirit from anger, you can rule over a city. Hello? This quick temperedness thing, may the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. Now, there are four main types of families that God is going to use you to become an answer to. You may be coming from any of these families, but God is going to change your story after today in Jesus' name. Number one is broken family. Shout broken family. Broken family is that family that is one that the members of the family have significant emotional problems with each other. This is mainly caused by absent fathers who don't care for their children. Such children grow up without being sensitive to each other. They have not been shown love, so they don't know how to express love. You see that in some families, the children, they don't bond. The sisters don't talk to each other. The brothers don't talk to each other. It happens when a father has been absent for a very long time. So they grew up without love. And they're able to easily hurt you because they don't know what it is to love somebody. Is somebody hearing me? So they are coming from a home that is broken, emotional. So such a home, you only don't need spiritual intervention. You need psychological intervention. You need a psychologist to sit you down and say, you are broken. You must be fixed. Is somebody with me at all? And there are some guys, you cannot be in a relationship with them. because they don't know how to show love. They don't know it because they are coming from a broken home. So you see, before you enter into a relationship and settle in a relationship, you must know the history of the person you are in relationship with, because their history is part of their makeup. Amen. The reason homes are beginning to get good is because of the word of God. Once you expose yourself to the word of God, your thinking is changed. Hallelujah. So broken home. Amen. The next home that you are going to be an answer to is divided family. It's one that members of the family are separated from each other. This is due to job, education, traveling opportunities. And this kind of home is full of tension and suspicion. There is a lady that called me and she said that she wants to end up with a husband. The husband is in Canada. And I said, why? She said, my husband left this country 4 years ago. And now my husband suspects me. Anytime she's going to church, the husband will send someone to follow her, whether she's actually in church. Anywhere she says she's going to, the husband will send somebody. Because of that distance, traveling for so long, do you know that you suspect people of doing things when you are like that? Hello? People who suspect people, most of times, they are like that. So they think that who they are is who you are in their absence. Then the lady told me that he has even started marriage proceedings with another woman. So that is the cause of all this thing. You are not a problem because of distance. So before you settle with anybody, you must know their plans. The way people are traveling out of Ghana, will you also travel? If you travel, then I have to know, because I don't plan leaving the country anytime soon. Before you start, before you say the devil is after your mind, it's not the devil, but lack of planning and communication. Are you there? Divided family. Then the third one is dysfunctional family. It's one that is full of excessive control from one party. Never accepting mistakes. Blame game. Every day they'll blame. No talking. Never solving issues. When there are issues they don't solve, they put it under the carpet. When issues come up, they don't want to talk about it because they are not ready to say sorry to each other. They just put it under the carpet. Then 1 week after, then a miracle happens and they begin to talk to each other. It's a dysfunctional family. It will not last. Are you there? There are some families, one person is the only one who controls everybody. There are some husbands, they don't want their wives to work. Because they are afraid that when they begin to work, they will have money and they'll be independent. They don't want her to be, they want her to be under them. It's called a dysfunctional family. The man has a problem. Amen. They want to say, oh, I know how to work. I know how to cook. I know how to sell. I did marketing. I read marketing. Yeah, I mean, diploma marketing. I can sell. I love you. No, you can't sell. Stay there. So that when he talks to him, when he talks, that'll be the family. That's a dysfunctional family. Amen. May God deliver you from a dysfunctional family. You know, it leads to the members of the family to become addicted to drugs. Lacking empathy. They don't care how you feel. It's a family full of criticisms. Amen. Okay, the last family is the healthy family. It's one that sets clear boundaries. They have open conversations and attitude of service towards each other. Amen. A home that has the attitude of service towards what? Each other. Such that you are seated and somebody is going to the fridge. Or when you are coming back, can you get me water from the fridge? The person will tell you, what is wrong with your legs that you can't get up and come in there? A healthy family, there's act of service. You see that? Like how our sister Priscilla has twins, you know? And then you are the husband. So hold this one for, let me breastfeed this one. So you say, maybe I'm tired of this. I can't continue this anymore. No. You must be serviceable. Serviceable. Is somebody hearing me at all? Oh, are you stepping out? Okay, when you are coming, can you buy this thing for me? So every day I'm stepping out. You have something to send me about. Every day. What are you doing in the house? I can't go and buy. You see, when you are like that, the house will not be healthy. It will be toxic. Amen. The thing you are going to buy, you are going to buy for your own children. Can I share a story with you? I saw a man slap his wife, and the baby that the woman held fell from the woman's hands. The man, husband. And you know why he slapped the wife? Because of geisha soup. Geisha. The woman took the husband's dirty clothes, added her own to it, added the children, and gave it to the maid that is with them for the maid to wash. And because the soap was not enough, the woman went for the husband's geisha soap. The husband said, "Why did you take my soap without telling me?" Boya! The child fell from the house. Now the child has grown and he has mental challenges. Yes, that's mental challenges. No, I saw it. So when the child was growing, I wanted to know what will happen because the child fell on the cement because of geisha soap. Hello? Then they are saying that we should pray. Is this one prayer? By wisdom, it could have been avoided. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, before you enter into this thing called, if you are not getting any proper person, just be alone. It's better to be alone than to be in a hell before you go to hell. God forbid. Give the Lord a clap of it. Geisha, how much is geisha soap? Slap your wife. The baby fell from their hands. May God forgive some fathers. In Jesus' name. So family, though the smallest unit of the society, society is only as strong as the family unit. So family is necessary to secure society, train leaders, instill values, knowledge, and skills, protect and provide for the children, to establish a lineage, to establish your faith in God. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Those of you clapping, you can clap well. Amen. I don't know the prayer you want to pray, but any prayer you pray, God is going to answer. I don't know your expectation when it comes to family life. Maybe you are a man, you want to tell God that, "God, empower the work of my hands. Give me opportunities to have a healthy home, to build a strong home." If you are a woman, you want to say, "God, help me to be a mother and a wife." And those of you believing God to settle in marriage, you want to pray.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.